Matador's pregame, Eddie Cornejo, joins us ahead of the series finale against Nevada. Aspire Apartment Coaches report, Matadors go for the sweep. You know, I always joke with you about how every button you push works. Even with the weather, Coach, you moved Thursday, Friday, we got the rain yesterday, and now here a beautiful Sunday afternoon.
Well, I thank you to weather.com, no plug, but appreciate all your guys's help. It actually poured on us yesterday during our practice, so I don't think I'm that sharp with it yet.
Well, it's the Matadors have looked really sharp, and it started with the starting pitching. You have gotten two really good performances from Thomas Baynton on Thursday, and then from Ryan Olamichek yesterday, and then Kenji Polaris toes the rubber for you guys this afternoon.
Yeah, similar to last year, where we're able to be consistent on Friday, consistent on Saturday, and we still have to figure out Sunday. So we have Diego moved up, coming up from a Tuesday start. We minimized his pitch count so he could start today, Sunday.
Okay.
We'll leave him on Sunday and see if he can earn that spot between him and Kenji Polaris. You know, Kenji threw well four plus innings last weekend. Whoever steps up ends up getting the job.
I mean, seven game win streak right now, going for eight today. And I know these are the kinds of things that happen over the course. You're going to have losing streaks and winning streaks, but I think it was important for you guys to get off to a good start, no?
Yeah, especially after our opening weekend. I thought we were on the wrong stuff, worried about everything peripherally that didn't really pertain to executing, to doing the basics of playing catch, throwing strikes, putting the ball in play. So, you know, based off of our record, it looks like we've cleaned it up. I hope that continues to be the case, but yeah, I think we learned a hard lesson opening weekend.
We talked about it a couple of days ago, maybe before during the Utah Valley series, but you had to gerrymander the left side of your infield, and it's looking pretty good thus far. I know you're an old shortstop. Mason has stepped in and played real well, and Kamayu's done a great job defensively at third base as well.
Sure, I think at the end of the day, it's how I handle failure with those guys will determine how consistent they can be. You know, I've kind of let Mason know that it's not his position. He still has to continue to earn it. Kamayu, the same thing. Shun's healthy, he's back. You know, Shun hasn't wavered defensively. You know, he's sputtering offensively, so we're hoping he continues to get going. And if he does, and if someone else can emerge, even Kamayu continues to have to fight for that job. So I just don't believe that anyone should ever be comfortable. We should always be working and respect the game, and I think that's the way it's supposed to be played.
And then just getting back to yesterday, I mean, that's an unusual outburst. Even you guys are a great offensive team, but to score 16 runs, you scored six of the eight innings. What did you feel? What was working for that team on Saturday?
Well, I guess, you know, the wind's blowing in. We have to be aware of the elements. We were working to beat infielders, not trying to get too big, not trying to fly out and get the big hit. It was more about passing the baton, being more of a team offense, pushing buttons. Even when in the wintertime when we were getting back before opening day, when we weren't doing that, the players came to me and said, "This is our identity, Coach. You need to give us more things to do. We need to hit and run more. We need to bunt more." What do you think? You like our bunting game?
Well, you know, I'm anti-bunting, but I love you putting guys. Well, when a pitcher's on the rocks, I don't like giving them an out. That's the only thing. I understand situationally. You know, Serrano has kind of beat me down with that, but I will say I love what I call Eddie ball. I love that you use the way you use the inside game. I really enjoy because you never know. The other team has to be alert for a lot of different things.
Well, here's a lesson I learned 10 years ago. I remember playing in a regional at Lake Elsinore. When I was at UCSB, we were hosting, and it was a crowded, packed house. And we were down. We might have even been tied against San Diego State, who you could consider that even being a hometown game for them,
right?
Because they had so many people. And one of our senior left-handed hitters, who was hitting 310 on the year, there's runner on second base, nobody out. I'll never forget this. It was the right thing to do to let him swing, you know, to try and move the guy over with nobody out, you know, use the right side and move up 90 feet. But he didn't get it done. He started to sputter. And at the end of the game, he confided in me that he wished he would have gotten the bunt sign. Now, you could look at it two ways. He didn't get the job done, so now he's looking for an excuse of, I should have bunted, things of that nature. But it told me that even mature collegiate baseball players or hitters, they want to be part of wins, and they want to be part of something productive. So even with Kevin Fitzer, runner on first and second,
right,
Nobody out, if I have him bunt, I'm watching him on a daily basis, and I know I know it's a fine line between someone having a lot of confidence and not having confidence, right? Jake Simons right now, first and second, nobody out. I don't have him bunt, obviously. That would be silly. But Kevin Fitzer on certain days, I have to have him bunt because he needs to feel a little sense of relief, right? That he's making a difference. And he was the biggest proponent to me saying, Coach, we need to push more buttons. You're just letting us hit, and that's not really our style. He's a smart guy, and he has a lot of baseball savvy, in my opinion, and he's one of the most underrated players, and he's the one pushing us to do it. So it tells me that I've got to listen to the players when they speak, right? It's not just whatever button I push, they have to do it. I have to work with them, otherwise I don't think it's a very cohesive unit.
Well, hey. The results speak very well for you. Going for the 8th straight win here today against Nevada, going for this series sweep. As always, Coach, thanks for the time.
You're welcome.
Eddie Cornell, back after this.